Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. We've got Wild hockey tonight. The Wild, it's game four. They're down 2-1. An exciting overtime win in game three on Monday, but now game four this evening, 8 o'clock start time with Kevin Faulness and the crew and Minnesota Wild hockey. Let's talk some NFL. Well, we could talk some Wild here because our good friend A.J. Mansour, KFAN Radio, who also a part of the Vikings Radio Network, you guys cover the Wild as well. What are you expecting tonight? Especially with Cook out, suspended for 7 games, is that going to have an effect on the Wild tonight?
Well, you know, it'll certainly have an effect on the Wild. You know, we've been talking to some of those guys down there, Zach Parise today, and their mindset is like a lot of other teams, football teams, baseball teams, whatever it is. When somebody goes down with an injury or a suspension, in this case, it's time for the next man to step up. So they reshuffle those lines a little bit. Niederreiter is going to see a little extra time. Rupp should be back tonight, so they could get a little more of physicality in there. But, you know, Cook was maybe one of the ringleaders as far as having that physical thing. But when you look at that last game on Monday night, it was every single one of those Wild players that brought the heat. I mean, Mikael Granlund, first and foremost, obviously he scored that goal, but the entire game through the first three periods, he was finishing checks, and he was going in hard and digging for the puck, and he had many chances before that game-winning goal in overtime where he had an opportunity to get a good chance right in front of the goal and just couldn't put it home. So when you have a guy, one of your skill players like Granlund, who's throwing his body around and giving it up for the team, you know that the mindset of the team is in the right place. So, I think it'll probably be much of the same. You look back at game one, the Wild probably outplayed Colorado. Game two was kind of a stinker, but in game three, they outplayed them again. So in two of the three games played so far, the Wild have probably outplayed Colorado, and you take away the meltdown in game one, and they could very easily be up in this series. So I think you'll see a lot of physicality again. Colorado's probably going to answer a little bit, but you can only answer so much if you don't have the personnel to do it. So the way to take away Colorado's speed is to hit them and take the puck away from them.
What is the feeling around that suspension? Is the feeling that it was warranted, it was justified? Was it not enough? Was it too much, AJ?
Well, yeah, I think the timing of it was bad. I when you look at some of the other hits that are going on in around the other series right now, it does seem like it's a lot. You know, there's some hits to the head that have gone, the using the stick to spear a guy in the groin. You know, those are weird penalties that are infractions that aren't getting the same sort of attention and the same sort of suspension. But it's the track record. It's probably the worst thing for Cook that works against him here. You know, he's been pretty clean for the last couple of years, but he does have a history of being a dirty player. And there's some videos you can find on YouTube where this exact infraction, where the kneeing offense, where he kind of sticks out his knee to kind of reach for a player who's avoiding the hit.
Yep.
He's done that before, and he's been suspended for it before. I don't think he had intent to injure. I think that he was just trying to finish the check. And Barry moved out of the way, so he had to kind of try and reach for him. And unfortunately, he ended up reaching with his leg and with his knee and making contact. I don't necessarily love the explanation that the NHL Rule Committee gave, because they put a lot of onus on the length of the suspension kind of matching up with Barry's injury and the length that he's going to be out as best they can. Obviously, they can't really suspend Cook for 4 to 6 weeks, but I don't like the idea of that, because Barry could have very just as easily been not injured, and Cook still would have been suspended for 5 to 7 games. So I think that it's more the track record with Cook that really got him here. But it is getting a lot of uproar given some of the other infractions that we're seeing in other NHL playoff series and the little suspensions that they've been getting.
I think tonight is a must win because you're at home tonight.
Well, you can't go down 3-1. You can't.
You have to go to Colorado on Saturday, but then you go to game six, you're back at the XL. So if they can win tonight, that would be huge for them because it's not easy to win out in Colorado.
Yeah, and I want to ask you, AJ, is there a sense of second guessing after not starting Kemper in game two, considering how well he played in game three?
Well, I'm sure there is, but you have to understand the situation, too. Kemper hadn't played for, almost 3 weeks, I think, at the time. Berzgalov wasn't, the game one, the five goals, He probably could have stopped some of them, but it was more attributed to defensive breakdowns than it was, and turnovers in your own zone, than it was necessarily Brizgalov playing bad. Now, would Kemper have made some of those saves? I believe that he would have, and I believe that probably would have ended up in a Wild win if Kemper would have been in there. But given the situation with him coming off of what actually Matt Cook slipped out was a concussion, you have to be very careful, and he hadn't even practiced or dressed until the day before game two. So, you know, I see what you're saying there. Could you have turned the tides of the series? You very well could have, but I think that given the sense of his injury and when it happened, I think you kind of had to be cautious and ride Brizgalov until, midway through that second game when you have to pull him.
He's A.J. Mansour, KFAN Radio, also part of the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. A reminder, by the way, we've got Wild Hockey 8 o'clock tonight here on KWSN. All right, over to the Vikings. The first thing you think about when you saw the schedule released for the Minnesota Vikings?
Well, there's a very tough stretch right out of the gate as far as quarterbacks go. You look at the weakness of this Vikings team last year, a lot of it was through the pass defense and the inability to intercept, the inability to knock down passes. And when you look at the first one, two, three, four, five.
Yeah, September is going to be tough.
Weeks, September and into October, you have Sam Bradford, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, and Matthew Stafford all back-to-back-to-back-to-back. So it's going to be a tough beginning, but a good test, too, for Mike Zimmer, who, he's known for his defense. He's known for taking, questionable cornerbacks and developing them into something because they play within the system. It's a man defense with zone principles, and you kind of it'll be interesting to see. Obviously the talent is not on par with what Coach Zimmer had in Cincinnati, but you look at those guys, Brees, Brady, and Rodgers, and just within the last year, Zimmer's had decent success against those teams. And those quarterbacks, he kept Aaron Rodgers to one touchdown, less than 300 yards. He kept Tom Brady completely out of the end zone last year. So his scheme is a good scheme when you're facing quarterbacks like that, but I don't know that he's going to be able to fully utilize the scheme that he wants to until the bodies are in place. And I'm not convinced quite at this point that the right people are in the positions for Zimmer to really get the full potential out of his defense.
Other thing I noticed, too, five outdoor games at TCF Stadium in November and December.
Well, and
we're not used
December
to that.
28th.
We're not used to that in Minnesota.
Well, the first time Jared Allen comes back to Minnesota as a member of the Chicago Bears is going to be 3 days after Christmas outdoors. So, they're making the upgrades to TCF Bank Stadium, putting the heating coils in, so that the turf is not rock hard like it was back in 2009 when Brett Favre essentially ended his career out on that field. They're going to make it. And, these teams, Zimmer coming from Cincinnati, and I know the climate's a little different, he's a guy who never really even practiced indoors at any stop that he's been at before. Obviously not in Dallas. Indoors, practice indoors. They always practice outside. So they're going to have a lot more practicing outside, even, down at Winter Park. The indoor facility, they took up the southwest corner of the end zone, and they put a full team meeting room basically on the practice field. So there's one end zone that is basically rendered useless inside their indoor facility. So they're going to be doing a lot more practicing outside, getting them used to the elements. Obviously, that will help them for late season games at TCF Bank, but. Then again, it also aids a team that runs, and the Minnesota Vikings are a run-first offense right now. So you can get Adrian Peterson the ball, and he's going to be more effective than maybe some of these quarterbacks that are going to come into TCF Bank late in the year.
Hey, AJ, good stuff, man. By the way, congratulations. New addition to the family coming your way, too. So we wish you the best on that as well.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk again soon.
Bye-bye.